Free this morning. Say to Jesus whatever you want to say.
Oh, I love you. You've given me life. You've opened my eyes. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You entered my heart. You set me apart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
You've given me life. You've opened.
blessing in our church.
You set me free.
Let's lift our arms up to Jesus. If you feel comfortable, sing to God, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give it all to you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold. A vow that is tested like a covenant of old, and your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon. Mercy for today, faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, rid of all her guilt, and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Come on, church, sing to Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to thy name, Jesus.
Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. And you will be praised, and you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing worthy. Oh, you Lord, you will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints we sing worthy. Oh, you Lord, you will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints we sing worthy. Be on my lips.
Hallelujah. Sing it with all your heart. Come on, church. Lift your hands up if you feel comfortable. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. forever be on my lips.
Let's sing. Sing your heart out. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this is free worship. Sing what your heart is telling you to sing. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I praise you, Father. I praise you that you confirm everything with us, Father. That you give us a purpose, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're stuck somewhere and you want to get out, don't get out. Keep going, because God is your strength, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy be thy name, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory be to thy name.
We'll sing that chorus one more time. Come on, church. His praise will ever be on our lips.
Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Come on, church.
Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise.
Oh, your presence is here, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Father, that you work in us, Father. Thank you for healing us, Father. Hallelujah.
Spirit of God. Jesus. Spirit of God. You know, there's something very powerful that happens when we just put our focus on God. There's an old song actually saying that says that when you put your eyes on Jesus, that everything else becomes dim. True? It fills your situation with hope. And just for a moment, close your eyes. You know, when you put your eyes on God, sometimes it's not your natural eyes looking. It's more cutting out the distractions of the things around you. And just for a moment, just focus on Jesus. Just across this place. There's nothing that draws down the presence of God more than when His people begin to just to focus. But when you put your mind, and maybe you just within your own thoughts, or you can say it verbal if you want, you just begin to just talk to Him. Church is all about God. It's all about relationship. It's all about knowing Him. It's all about connecting with Him, having an experience with Him. We love you in this place, Jesus. We love your presence. And we know, God, that you see every single one of us in this room. You know our every single thought. And God, you know every thing that we're dealing with, we're going through, you know the highs and our lows.
and you love every single one of us alike. We're all special in your sight, as your word says, we're all special. And I just want to take an opportunity in this moment if there's anyone in this room that doesn't know Jesus in a real, and I mean a relationship way, you know, a lot of people know about God, they know about Jesus, but if you don't know him in a real relationship, if you haven't experienced his love, you haven't connected with him in a real relationship, the worst thing we could do as a church, or a, which is a group of people that love Jesus, is to let you leave this building without having an opportunity of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I did it at age 21 and it changed my life. I grew up in a household hearing about God pretty much most of my life, but it wasn't until age 21 that I met him in relationship and I connected with Christ and he came into my life and it changed me forever. And I just want to give an opportunity, if there's anyone in this room, if you have a doubt about your relationship with Jesus, we'd just love to pray with you this morning and we'd love to be able to help you come into a relationship and understanding like many of us do in this place. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to pray a prayer. We call it a salvation prayer. And just for ease, and we're going to get everyone in this room to pray this prayer together. But if you're here and you've either never prayed this prayer before or you've got doubt about whether or not you are truly in relationship with God, I want you to pray this prayer with all your heart and mean it. And we're going to do this together. Come on, church. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I accept you today.
I accept you today.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
To take away all my sin.
To take away all my sin.
All my wrongdoing.
All my wrongdoing.
And I repent of it before you.
And I repent everything before
you. And I accept your forgiveness today.
And I accept your forgiveness today.
I accept that I'm a child of God.
I accept that I'm a child.
That eternity is placed in my heart.
That eternity is placed.
That I am a Christian.
That I am a Christian.
Which means Christ in me.
Christ in me.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Every eye closed, just for a moment longer, just for a second longer. This is purely out of privacy. This will take a little bit of a struggle, but I want you to lift your hand up high. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, it was a rededication. Pray. Come on, lift your hand up. Thank you. Lady right here. We're just going to, anyone else? There's another child there. Hand up. Anyone else? Right up. Just keep your hand up. Awesome. Praise God. Fantastic. Yeah. Praise God. So let's make sure our team is seen. There's a beautiful lady down here. We're going to have a chat with you afterwards. The most amazing decision that you could ever make in your life. Is that right, church? Incredible. Give the Lord a hand. It's great. We're going to have a chat with you afterwards. I'll get one of our team to connect with you. Wow, we might get some lights up. Beautiful. And, well, this is a bit different, right? But good. Different is good. What I need you to do is, as you greet someone, you need to find yourself to a table and a chair. And we're going to work out. There's some chairs on the back. I can see on the back row there. Just grab a seat, greet someone, tell them they're looking amazing. If you haven't got a seat, just there's some seats along the very back. Yeah, we've got some. The kids can probably hang around for a bit. We've got some items coming up. We've had something in our church called Bay City's Got Talent. Bay City Kids Have Talent. I've just been corrected. But while we're in this mode, we're going to do something a little bit different for a moment. So the kids are up just to wait for a little bit. In case you didn't know, we had a youth camp. And we had an amazing youth time. I was there on the Sunday night. And youth camps take a lot of preparation and organizing, and it's a bit crazy. But even on, I saw on the Sunday night, there was such a presence of God. And then as it went on, it just grew and grew and grew, and there was just so much that God did. We thought that we would just get some of the youth guys to talk a bit about what happened at the youth camp and share some testimonies. So I'm going to invite Maddie, and then we're going to have kids has got talent after that, before I get corrected. So everyone, a huge round of applause for Madeline.
Good morning, church. How are we? We made it back alive from camp. Praise God. We're all here. I must get these beautiful boys to help me up with some chairs, actually. And if you've been spoken to about sharing some testimonies, we're going to get some kids up and they're just going to share a little bit about what went down. So if I've talked to you, pop them on the stage. If I've talked to you, Azza, Joel, Celeste, Talisha, is that everyone? I think so. So if you want a little insight into what we do at camp and what went down, we're going to have we call it Camp Memories, and we'll have a video for you guys next week. But due to sleepless nights and needing rest, we've put a pause on that, and it will be there. It will be here next week. But on our last session of camp, we do a bit of an acoustic service. It's the last day, so everyone's exhausted, and we just want to seal the camp, and we get the kids to come up and share a little testimony about, you know, what they've experienced at camp, stuff that their best memory, and just what they themselves, how they viewed camp and what they experienced. And so some of these guys shared, some of them didn't. So we're going to get to hear from them. And so we've got chairs to make it a bit more comfy, but we're not going to be here that long. But I want you guys to give them a massive round of applause, because it's scary to get up here. And so I might start with Joel down the end. Do you want to pass the mic down to him? And I just want you guys, first of all, maybe tell us your name, how old you are, if this is your first camp, second camp, third camp, what kind of camp in order. And tell us something about camp. What happened? What was your experience? Oh, are we on? Maybe click the bottom. Awesome.
Is that working?
There we go.
Okay, I'm Joel. I'm 17 years old. This isn't the first camp that I've been on. It's the first My Youth camp I've been on, but it's not the first youth camp I've been on, but it was definitely different to anything else I've ever experienced. What was the next question?
Tell us something about camp. What did God speak to you? What happened? Best experience?
Oh, okay. A lot happened at camp, but during the nights, we'd have, like, the services. And on the first night, the second night, I felt like it was really great, sort of like an answer to the prayers that I prayed on the first night. Because one of the things that I sort of asked God was that he would sort of give me a direction or something to follow in my life. And it was like the second night, all these leaders came and prayed for me and said things over me, and it was like an answer to that prayer, the things that they said and the things that they prayed that would happen in my life. And so that was like my
amazing
experience.
Thanks, Joel. I'm going to pass it down. This is beautiful Azaria. Woo-hoo! And girl, tell us how old you are and what number camp this is.
So I'm 14, and this is my third My Youth Camp.
Amazing. So she's an original My Youth Camper. So tell us, girl, about your experience and what happened.
Okay, so entering camp, I was very lost because I've drifted away from God lately. I've been really distracted and just feeling really empty inside. So the first night, everything hit me, and just like feeling empty and just lonely. And I talked to Maddie about it, and she was just telling me that when I'm at like the end of my rope, there's less of me and more of God, which is really touching. But I reckon the last night, it was more of an experience with God, because I felt His presence of love and comfort, and to know that I felt like He was telling me that I'm not lonely, and that I don't always need to always talk to Maddie. Like, I don't always have to vent to her. I can vent to Him. So, like,
amen.
Yeah, that was the best part about it.
Beautiful. This is beautiful, Celeste. And tell us your age, what number camp this is, and share with us, girl.
Okay, I'm 17, and I think this is my third camp. Yeah, apparently, yes. I think, yeah, camp was really good, and there was heaps of people there, so I got to just know people better and make lots of new friends and stuff. I think just getting in touch with God and kind of knowing that He's there, and He kind of caught my attention, so that was kind of good. I think helping and listening to others as well, and kind of sharing what God is telling me for others, so that was pretty cool as well.
Awesome. And last but not least, this is Talisha. She's one of our leaders at My Youth, and this was her first camp. And she has quite a little testimony to share. So
yeah,
share with us, babe.
Okay, so this testimony is sort of, I mean, it is about me, and it's trusting God. And I know that we all go through, well, stages where we're like, oh, God, like, can you do this for me? Like, I need this to happen. This is something I really, like, I just need to put all my trust in you. So this story starts with my sister, who's 11 years old. Oh, well, she was 11 years old, and she got told that she had scoliosis. And that was, like, the first big thing that ever happened to my family. Like, just, like, that pain hearing that. Like, an 11-year-old had to go, and it was severe. So 2 years later, she went through surgery. It was all good. You know, God healed her. The surgeon did amazingly. It was just awesome. And then a couple months ago, she's now 14, she got told that she has a massive cyst on the top of her ovaries. And we're like, I was like, God, why? Her name's Gabrielle. I'm like, why does she have to go through this? Like, she's so little. She's so young. And the doctor was like, look, we'll just take it as it is. We won't do surgery just yet. We probably will have to. But it's all good. It won't affect her. She can have children when she's older. Anyway, so I was at camp, and she was so on my heart, and I was just praying for her. And I think it was the second night, and I was just worshiping, and I was just like, Lord, please just heal her. She needs this healing from you. She's 14. She can't go through this suffering anymore. And God just sort of told me, like, gave me so much peace. And He's like, you need to trust me, Talisha. You need to trust me. Like, I love Gabby. I love you. This is going to work. And I just put all my faith in Him. Anyway, so I was on the phone to my mum yesterday. And she goes, did you hear what happened? I was like, no. Like, I'm talking to you now. And she goes, okay, so I went to the doctor. This was Thursday. And the doctor said, look, this is actually cancerous. And we're going to be real with you now. It's cancerous, and we need to take this really seriously, because we want to do this surgery, but this could affect her ovaries, which means she might not have children when she's older. And my heart was breaking. I was like, what? God, you told me to trust you. Like, how is it getting worse? anyway, so they're like, this is what you got to do, just, you know, and like Gabrielle is so strong, she's just taking this all in. They went to the specialist again on Friday and they got another ultrasound, just checking it out. And the doctor's looking at it and he goes, so where is it? And she's like, oh, it's on the left over your top. And she's like, I don't see anything. And mum's like, no, it's the size of a tennis ball, that you'll see it. She goes, this is the ovary. There is nothing here. There, I am 110%. There is absolutely nothing. She has no cancer. She has no ovary cyst. She is 100% cured. Like, how amazing is God? And I just thought, God, oh, you're amazing. Just, I love you. Thank you for healing my sister who's 14 of this thing. So that's my little testimony about camp and my sister.
Can we give that a hand? Oh my goodness. So this is only 4 of the testimonies we got to hear on that last session. There was probably about 20, 25 kids that all got up and shared something on their hearts, and it was just incredible. And I'm sure you'll be hearing stories about camp for months and months to come. But I just wanted to say on behalf of my youth and all the kids, a massive thank you to you guys as our church family for all the support, for buying all of our food and for praying for us. And especially, I want these people to stand up. Anne and Jerry Rayner and Gareth, wherever you are, please stand to your feet. I don't know if Gareth's in the room. But Anne and Jerry, they were our camp parents and they worked tirelessly. They kept us in line. We're a bunch of teenagers running a youth camp. So they held the fort down. And Gareth went above and beyond with the catering. And so we just want to say a massive, massive thank you to you guys. There was not a stomach empty at that camp. Gareth made sure. The food is always a highlight. And so thank you so much. And to Arnold and other people that came down to help out. And then just to you guys as well, thank you so much. It was incredible. And that's it. Oh. Okay.
Just before we get off stage, can I ask you all just stand up and give Maddie a massive hand? Without our leader, we wouldn't have been able to pull this off. So just a massive thanks to Maddie. Like, honestly, without you, we would have been running around like chickens with their heads cut off, honestly. So thanks for being our leader and just having the heart to organize and pull all of us together. So yeah, thank you.
I didn't plan that. All right, where's my father? What's happening? Rachel. Everyone give a hand for Rachel.
Guys, can we just give them one last round of applause? I am just totally in awe of these guys. I actually had the privilege... Take a seat, guys. Take a seat. I actually had the privilege of heading down to the camp for a little bit during the week. And, you know, I expected to walk in there and just see mayhem and these kids needing help and things, you know, just strewn everywhere and craziness. But I walked in and everything, there was so much order. It was all done. These kids had just planned it down to every last minute detail and it just ran so smoothly. And we are so proud of them. We are so proud of that team. You know, it is a monumental task to take 90 kids on a 2-3 day camp. Who knows? Amen. Parents in the house. So, you know, we just want to just honour those guys and we're so thrilled with everything that they're doing. And, yeah, we love my youth, amen? All right, we're going to quickly come around some giving now. Who loves to give? Amen? Amen? I was going to do this really quickly, but little story. So I've gotten into the habit of getting up in the morning and the first thing I do is I make my coffee and I turn on the TV. It's not great because it makes me late to everything. But this morning, as usual, I got up. I felt like it was really early because it was 6 o'clock in my head, but actually it was 7. And flicked on the TV. And you know how your Foxtel, when you turn it back on, it goes to the last channel that you were watching? Turn on the TV and up pops Joel Osteen. And I was like, oh, just randomly thought, oh, Mum and Dad must have been watching the Christian channel again. That's quite frequent in our house. But out the corner of my eye, I see this little... Channel 10 logo. Amen? It was on Channel 10. 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning and Joel Osteen's on Channel 10. And I thought, this is the same channel that gives us The Project. And all of these anti-Christian, anti-liberal, you know, messages. And here is Joel Osteen. And anyway, so I thought, I'm going to watch this. And his message was, it is finished. It was a message on grace. And I just thought, how amazing is that, that that's what's being preached on a Sunday morning on Channel 10. I was blown away. So I sat there and I kept watching it. And me being me, anyone who knows my role with the church, I start nitpicking. I know it's really bad, but I do. I do it when I go to other churches. I watch how they do things. I see how they do things because I see what happens here and how we pull all this together. And I'm looking around the church and I see, oh, there's a couple of empty seats there and a couple of empty seats here. But then I started looking at the bigger picture. And I'm like, this guy is preaching to a group of people the size of ANZ Stadium. It was huge. It was massive. And so I'm watching and I'm just thinking, man, this is huge. I mean, forget about what, you know, I know some people think different things about the man, but this is God. This is God's move. And then behind him, there is this thing is huge. It's a globe, right? It's like the size of our entire stage, this big gold globe, and it's spinning. It's spinning around, spinning around, spinning around. And I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, gee, I wonder what that would look like in our church. Would it even fit through the door? Probably not. But you know what? In that moment, I just thought, man, God has blessed this house equally beyond measure. In times where we haven't known how we're going to get from day to day to the next, God has blessed. You know, to the point where we're able to put on a huge breakfast for you guys. We put on a massive big breakfast for you guys because we want to honor you. And so we do all that we can in this house for you and for our community. That's what we're about. That's our mandate. That's who we are. You know, we've got food care. We've got the center. I talk about it every time I'm up here, you know. So I just want to encourage you guys in your giving this morning. You know, this is the only area where God says, test me. Test me. Malachi 3:10, read it. It's up on all of our tithe cards. It's up on the screen. If I will not open the doors of heaven, windows of heaven, and pour out an abundant blessing. Amen. So if you're new or visiting with us, don't feel obligated. It's something that we do as a church. But we're going to take up our offering now. And seeing as he so kindly videotaped me doing that whole talk, I'm going to get my dad up here, Mr. David Luxton, to come and pray over our tithes. Amen.
I've got to say, my daughter looks so beautiful. Doesn't that colour suit her? Yes, Manly are playing today, by the way, in the Holden Cup, so go Manly. Well, hey, I've got some supporters. No, huh? Okay, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our church and for what you're doing in our community, Lord. I pray, Father, that this tithe offering, Father, would just reach far beyond, Father, Lord, any of our own expectations. We just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys, we're keeping this real short and sweet for you this morning because we want to get into Bay City Kids Got Talent, but I have one announcement for you. You'll see the signs all up around the auditorium this morning. Let's get excited, guys, because 3 weeks' time is what? Spring Fest! Yes! Spring Fest, for those who don't know, we turn this place into a gigantic carnival. This whole room is going to be filled with giant inflatable courses and jumping castles and face painters and what else have we got, Marianne? We even have a petting zoo. We're going to have a petting zoo in here, amen? We're going to have, everyone called it a llama last year. It was actually an alpaca, correct? We're going to have an alpaca, guys. We're going to have food stalls. We're going to have homewares and jewelry stores and live music and everything and anything you could possibly think of. We've got hampers for our community. So please, guys, invite everyone. It is an absolutely amazing outreach Sunday. We don't have a service. We will have Pastor Andrew speak for a real quick 5 minutes, but other than that, it's a whole day dedicated to fun and bringing people into our house. Amen. So get behind that, guys. Share it. Tell people about it. If you'd like to run a stall, come and see me because there's still plenty of spaces. But it's going to be amazing. Amen. All right. Now, I think we're ready. Are we ready, children? Let's give some noise right now for our kids. Our awesome kids have been working hard and tirelessly for weeks and weeks and weeks. We're going to set up a little table right now because we even have judges, guys, because this is legit here. We don't mess around. We're going to have, we've got a panel of judges. So let's introduce them first up. We have the incredible Talisha. Give Talisha a round of applause. We have the amazing Sam Plant. Give him a round of applause. Look, he's a judge and he's setting up his own judging table. Amen. This is Australia's Got Talent right here. Amen. Just here. You guys need a front row seat. Front row seat. And where's Kieran? Kerry. Sorry. Kerry. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to hand it over to the beautiful Marianne Harper, who's going to introduce all of our acts to you. Amen. All right.
All right. So these kids have been rehearsing and auditioning for literally weeks in Kids Church, and we were only supposed to bring a couple of acts to church, but there were so many incredibly talented kids that we have a few more than a couple, but you're going to really enjoy their talent this morning. They are all a talented bunch, and you're just going to have a great time watching them. So first up, we've got Arabella and Mercy, and they've got a dance for us called I Feel Better When I'm Dancing. Amazing girls, and didn't they look gorgeous? Wow, what pretty girls, beautiful. So we're going to hand over to the judges for a couple of comments. They've got a heap of encouraging words this morning.
Girls, that was beautiful. Where are you? Aw, you guys are like fairy princesses.
Call them back.
Come back on the stage. Where'd they go? They flew away. They were so good and their moves were amazing. That leg thing, I could never do that. That was amazing. You girls rocked it. Awesome.
Woo.
I can do like 20% of what they could do. Usually it's the leg thing, but they can do it 100 times better than I can. So I'm excited to see the rest of the performances, but that was amazing. That was so good.
It was really good. So good. Let's give them another hand. Girls, you missed your comments. Come back. Receive your applause. I think they've done their time in the limelight. Thank you, girls. You got some great comments there. Mum and Dad will have to tell you. All right, so kids, when you've done your act, just stand here on the side of the stage while the judges talk to you, because they've got some really encouraging words to say to you, okay? All right, so next up we have Nevaeh and Elijah Haynes, and they have for us a gymnastics and breakdance called Differently. So let's give it up for Elijah and Nevaeh. Okay, so we're going to hit the music. Just stand by here for the judges' comments. I have to tell you all before we go any further that when Elijah auditioned, his knees were bleeding in kids' church. And I had to say, that's enough, mate. That's enough. And we had to get the band-aids out because he was so committed. And that was all so committed this morning. Thanks, guys. Who loved that? Let's give him a hand. So we're going to hand over to the judges for a couple of encouraging words.
Can we just get you guys up here on the stage so everybody can see all your talent?
Stand right here, up here on the corner, guys.
That was amazing. You know, the way you danced and moved, that's how I wish I got up this morning, but no. But Elijah, some of that breakdancing reminded me some of my moves from my old days, but man, you're amazing, mate. You're both amazing. Great work.
Oh, wait. Come back. So good. Those dance moves came from heaven, I think. How flexible are you? And all those break moves, break dancing. That's awesome. You guys did so well. Your family's so talented. I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. High fives. Well done, guys. Oh, my gosh. I really don't envy the position of the judges. Who would like to be a judge today? Not me. No way. They're all amazing. Okay, so next up, we've got Lena, who's coming up to show us a card trick. So we've just got a table coming over for her and a boom mic coming down for her. This is Lena. Come up here, Lena. Lena is incredibly talented. She has an amazing ability with cards. And we'll just grab the boom mic so she can talk into it. And then we're just about ready to go.
Random card. I think I'll pick this one. Alright, so now I'm going to separate the deck into three piles. So now I'm going to take the top cards off. So we have two of hearts, ace of spades, and five of clubs. So I'm going to draw out two cards and then put two onto the other two decks. Now I'm going to do the same with the ace and the five. So now my secret card was the seven of hearts. So all of these cards shuffled the whole entire deck for me. And so all the suits of the seven of hearts are seven of clubs, seven of diamonds, seven and seven of spades. And right here we have, oh no. I messed up this one.
It's okay. Lena, do you know what? We'll come back and do another one. Lena's going to do it again. She's going to come back in a couple of acts time and she's going to do it for us again. You should have seen the audition. It was impeccable. So we're going to get you to come back in a couple of acts time. Will you do that for us, Lena? Will you come back? Because we want to see you do that. You nailed that in audition. Absolutely nailed it. So she's going to go and she's going to have a cuddle from Mum. And she's going to come back. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lena. Can you come down to Dad? Okay. Lordina's... Lena's audition was incredible, and I think if we can't coax her back to the stage, we might have to put her audition up on the big screen. We'll see how we go with that, but I'll show you, judges. It was great. It was awesome. Okay, next up we have Lucette Reyna and Arabella, who are dancing a song called Faith. All right.
See the girl with the diamonds in her shoes. She walks around like she's got nothing to lose. Just see the go-getter. She's everybody's type. She's a queen of the city, but she don't believe the hype. She's got her own elevation, holy motivation. So I wrote some letters on big gold side.
I got faith in you, baby. I got faith.
Girls, Arabella's up here again. Awesome, honey. What a little Dance star, you are. My gosh. Come and stand over here. The judges have got something great to say to you.
That was so beautiful. And you were so happy the whole time. Your smile was just glazing throughout the crowd. I loved it. And you were so like energetic and on it. It was so good. I love your passion. It was amazing. You did so well.
I'm exhausted. Like, just watching that. You just did not stop moving. There was no point where you just stopped and like, what do I do next? You were just like nonstop, just everywhere. I feel so tired. I don't know. Did you wake up like that? Like, I don't know how in daylight savings you were that energetic. That was so good. Give him a round of applause.
Awesome. Well done, girls. Thank you for dancing for us today. And we'll have you back shortly for prize time. All right, so next up, we have a beautiful brother-sister duo. We have Gabrielle playing on the piano, and Daniela has a dance for us today. Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was incredible. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful performance. Over to the judges.
Daniela, can I get you back on the stage, Gabe? That was awesome work. How old are you, Daniela? 8. And to be so graceful and beautiful? Wow, that was awesome. And you know what? There's not many of us that have big brothers that can help back us up, so it was an awesome job, Gabe. Awesome work on the keys. Did you pick your own dress? No? Did Mum help you pick your dress, the dress you're wearing? Oh, okay, great choice. Oh, okay, but it's beautiful. Beautiful work, wonderful.
So beautiful.
Gabe, I'm not convinced that wasn't a backing track back there playing. That was like perfect. That was so good. Is it Daniela? Daniela. Oh my gosh, you're only 8 years old. How, I don't know how you can do half the stuff. You can like put your leg up like so slowly and back down. Oh, I wish I could do that. Are you a dancer, like, outside of... Used to be. Yeah, oh, my gosh. That's so amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you.
Awesome, guys. How incredibly talented are these children? Just amazing. I'm going to get my lovely assistant, Annalise Harper, to come up here. And just while the judges are adjudicating, there are prizes for every competitor today, including beautiful Lena and Saya, because they auditioned to perfection. If only you could have seen it, guys. You really missed out. But they're going to adjudicate. And in the meantime, I just want to invite Joanne Garcia up to the stage. She doesn't know anything about this, so she looks a little surprised. But Joanne Garcia has faithfully served and loved on our kids for quite some time now, and she also works faithfully in food care and also in the domestic violence centre. So she's a busy woman, and that's only what she does at church. She has her own businesses and an incredible mum and one of the most beautiful women you could ever meet. So today I just wanted to acknowledge her contribution to all of our kids over the past couple of years in Kids Church, and from the kids and from the parents and from us, from our family, to say thank you for loving on our kids and discipling them in one of the most important seasons of their life. So thank you, Joanne. So Joanne's not going anywhere. She's still very, very involved in domestic violence and food care in a host of other places in church. So you're going to see her around, but we are saying goodbye for now from kids. And so I wanted to thank you and honour you for that.
The kids in our church are just so amazing, aren't they? You've already got a little glimpse of just, not all of them, just a few of them. And they're so amazing. They've got so much talent, so much heart, so much spirit, which comes from their parents, of course, and their families. So I just want to congratulate you all for having such amazing kids. And Rachel, who's taking over kids, I'm so excited about. And Eliza's taking over the little kids downstairs. So we've got so much more to come in kids. You ain't seen nothing yet. So just watch the space.
The judges are just doing some very important judicial work here and lining it up the way it should be. Annalise, can I just get you to help with prizes, darling? First of all, I just want to acknowledge two amazingly precious little girls who gave it their all in audition and auditioned magnificently and got through to the finals, but had a bit of a rough day today. And I've got a prize for them because they were fabulous. You guys missed out on an incredible, incredible talent with these two. We tried to get the audition on the big screen, but it's a bit tricky from the iPhone. But I just wanted to invite, first of all, Lena and Say, would you come, even if you need to bring mummy? I've got some prizes for you girls, because to get through to the final is a really big deal, and I'm so proud of you guys for giving it everything. Just really, really proud of you. And if we ever get the chance, we're going to have to show you all the auditions, because they were fabulous. These two are talented girls. They really are. Okay. All right, we're good? We're good. All right, so next up. Okay, they've got a fairly complicated system here, so bear with me for a moment while I work it out. But, okay, so we have an award for the most ingenious act. And actually, I need to get her up again because... Actually, I won't get her up. Well, let's just say that the most ingenious act was Lena Kahi. Thank you, darling. Most ingenious, sweetheart. Okay, the second award goes to the most energetic act, which goes to... Can anybody guess who the most energetic went to? Have a guess. It was Nevaeh and Elijah... differently. So come on up, Nevaeh and Elijah. Come and get your prizes, guys. Up you come, you two. Very, very awesome. They gave it everything, and that was so awesome. Thank you, guys. Beautiful. Okay, the next up is the most creative of the acts, and that was voted to be Gabrielle and Daniela. Can you come up for your prizes? The most creative. Beautiful to see such creativity in kids that are so young and so incredibly talented. Thank you, guys. Okay, the next is best teamwork. And best teamwork goes to Arabella and Mercy Wong. So come on up. And then last but not least, we have the grand final winner, or winners, as it is in this case, who are Lucette Rayner and Arabella Hurd. So you guys are going to have to share the prize because this is the grand prize here in this envelope. There's $150, but you guys are going to have to split that and share the chocolates, I guess. All right. Well, thank you once again for applauding our beautiful kids. Let's give them one more big hand of praise. I'm so proud of them. I'm proud of every single person that auditioned and every single one that got through to the finals. Well done, guys. Awesome. So I'm handing over.
Wow. Come on, give them a round of applause again. Okay, settle in for another 40-minute sermon. You ready? Just kidding. You know, the reason we did this today, A, we wanted to do something completely different, but B, we wanted to highlight our kids' ministry and what the kids do and what happens every week up there. Amen? And, you know, for our church here at Bay City, kids' church is incredibly important to us. And I don't know if Eliza's around. Is she around? Is she out the room there? Can we just grab her? And Rachel, do you want to come up here for a second? I'm going to introduce to you. This is Rachel. Everyone say hello, Rachel. Rachel's part of our youth team as well, but she's taking on the upstairs area of our kids. And Eliza is focused downstairs. And, you know, come on, Eliza, come up on stage here. You know, the most, Joe did an amazing job. But one of the things we realized with Joe was that she couldn't be in two places at once. So we've actually put together a crack team, one downstairs, one upstairs, so that we can build this ministry and see our kids go from here to here, amen? And they're important. You know, I've when I grew up is in the church, I grew up in kids' church for many, many years. And the Word of God says that whenever the Word goes into our kids at a young age, it never returns void. True? And so it's an area in our church that we're excited about. It's important to us. And it should be important to you. So every Sunday you're going to come in, you'll see these two. Eliza will be downstairs with the team. We occasionally will give them a Sunday off. And then Rachel's going to be upstairs. And we've got a great team that we're building around them. But we just wanted to highlight today, Bay City Kids Has Got Talent is just for the kids because we really want to make sure that our kids go from step to step in God. Amen. And so that's our heart as a church. So give them a hand, these two beautiful people. Encourage them. When you see them, give them a hug because kids' ministry is a challenge. It's a huge area, and they love your kids, and they want to see God do great things in their lives. So give them a big hug when you see them. Thank you, girls. Why don't we stand to your feet? This is a very, very different service. And let me just finish on one verse. Can I give you one verse? Mark chapter 10, verse 13. This is just imagine this for a moment. Jesus is there and he's the Messiah. His disciples are all around him. And I'm sure he's crowded in by people all around. And all those disciples, they knew that he was the Son of God. So they're focused on him. And somewhat protecting him and seeing how amazing he is. And next thing you know, it says in verse 13, it says, then they brought all the children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples, the organizers, his managers, it says, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Amen? You know, and I think that's a reflection of a couple of things. I think that's a reflection of what the church should do with children. Children's ministry is not something that we tuck in the corner and it's out of the way. It's center and it's front right here, just as our youth is, just as adults, we want to grow you and see you grow in God. Amen? And so we're going to put every bit of effort towards it. But the other thing I love about that is Jesus says, the way that children approach that childlike faith, that's how he wants us as believers to approach him. Amen? And you know what? I've got to commend these kids. Because, you know, to get up on a stage in front of a whole bunch of people and show some talent that you've got, doesn't it take guts? What about some of you? What if I asked you to get up here and do some action? Oh, when's the last time you did something fresh and new for God? Something out of your comfort zone, amen? When's the last time you decided to do something that God tested, put on your heart that you've never done before for him? You know, God wants us to approach the kingdom of God with this faith that we can do things, amen? And you get rewarded for it. I saw those kids, they did, gave it their all and they got blessed and they got rewarded. And God wants us to approach the kingdom of God like that. My challenge to you is not, let's not lose that childlike faith, amen? God can do great things with your life. God can do incredible things. He hasn't finished with you. You've got dreams that are inside of you, and God can bring them out of you if you let them. Amen? So what we're going to do right now, we're going to end this with a praise song, and I'm going to get the creative team to come up right now. And can I get you just one more time, just for the sake of it, to come down the front here. Come on, come out of your seat. Come out of your comfort zone. Come and stand down the front. If you want to bring that spirit that you have at a camp revival meeting, that's what happens. We're going to do one song. Come on down the front. All the kids can come as well if you're in there. Here. Come on. Let's finish this on a high. I know some of you are going to be cheering and screaming and yelling for your football team. Come on. Come on down the front there. Come on, gather. Come on, Dave Luxton. Don't hide behind your seat. Come down here. You're young at heart, I know. Come on, we're going to praise God one more time before we leave this place. Go on and have a great long weekend. We're going to praise him. Come on, band.